Welcome to the Soul Traveler Podcast, an exploration of conscious living with your host, Jennifer Mitchell of The Soul Experience. Join Jennifer as she explores the quantum realms of the subconscious mind and all aspects of spirituality. Driven by curiosity and a thirst for knowledge, topics will stretch the boundaries of your imagination and revive your mind, body, and soul.
Hello, Soul Travelers. This is your host, Jennifer Mitchell. Welcome back to another exciting episode. Today, I am here with Lindsay Noel, who is a certified Akashic Records reader, intuitive healer, and purpose guide. Welcome to the show, Lindsay. How are you doing today?
Thank you so much, Jennifer. I'm great. I'm really excited to be here. I know this has been long awaited for us.
So. Yes, it has been. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I can't wait to learn about all that you do. I'd love if you could start off by telling listeners a little bit about your journey to where you are.
Yeah, absolutely. My journey, I would say, within this realm started in about 2017. Mm-hmm. I went through a pretty earth-shattering breakup at the time, which catapulted me into this sort of dark night of the soul moment, which then, of course, led into almost this obsession with spiritual healing, any type of healing, personal development, just really going down the path of awakening once the soul gets pretty cracked open.
Yeah.
In that way, I got certified at the time as an integrative health coach. A lot of people are very familiar with IIN. They started off in that space. I did that for a few years and then shifted most of my coaching into more of embodiment work, spiritual coaching work, and a little bit of business work and development work as well. I got a little burnt out on the coaching space and the coaching scene. That's a whole other podcast in and of itself. But at the time, I decided to take a break. It was interesting that I had always, when I was a coach, tried to access the Akashic Records. I was always so fascinated with it. People that were channels, I just had this affinity towards them, this deep respect. And what I found is then when I wasn't a coach anymore and I wasn't trying to seek the records, I was actually just sitting in my kitchen one day. And I had heard about the records a couple times that day just by synchronicities that had come into my field. My partner wrote me and he said, I'm going to be home late tonight. I can't make it for dinner. So I just thought, you know what? I'm going to sit down. I'm going to try and open the records. I'm going to see what happens. Mm-hmm. Like very just on a whim. Ended up opening up the records of what I, of course, you know, thought was that. And when I landed back in my body after being in this space, I thought, there's no way that happened, right? You know, you're just doubting it, you're judging it in a way, you're just in the human state again. Pulled out one of my favorite oracle decks and pulled the Akasha card.
Wow.
So then I felt really good. Oh, there's a little bit more. Put it back in the deck, shuffled the deck, and the next 2 days, that exact same thing happened where I accessed the record and I pulled the Akasha card, shuffled it back in the next day. So on the third day, I'm very much three for my sign. Mm. My guides know I need a little extra push with that third affirmation. On the third day, I decided I'm just not going to question it. I'm not going to judge it anymore. This is true. This is real. My intuition is accurate. Mm-hmm. And then that was 2 years ago. So now I've become certified. I've done countless workshops. I've read Linda Howe's book, many books. I just found my fascination and obsession with the Akasha. And now, yeah, I work, I hold sessions. I just ran a women's retreat where we access the records for a large majority of it. I do work in the quantum healing arts, also was certified in that a couple years ago. And it's really just a playful, intuitive, joyful journey now, rather than more of a strict business. This is my one path. It's just an ever unfolding world for me.
Wow, such a beautiful journey. And I love how you just followed your intuition and connected on a whim to the Akashic Records. And you weren't even certified at the time. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I think it was my ego's attachment previously to needing to access the records to complete me or to identify me or to make something of me that kind of kept the access not there or barred the access per se. And then when it came from a place of just being in the heart center and non-attached, it just opened the floodgates. And
I'd love if you could walk us through a typical session with you. Like if a client books a session with you, like what can they expect?
Yeah. So typically I'll start even a little bit before that. When a person books a session, it's because they're very curious about something, you know, or they've just been running the same pattern for a long time. So they run into the same relationship consistently, or they end up in the same job circumstance, or they want to know what to do about their career, what's next, or whatever's coming forth for them at the time that feels like challenge. So we'll sit in the session. drop into the body, open the container a really safe way, ensure that they're really grounded in the space somatically and that they feel really safe to open up their own channel. I will say the prayer. I still use Linda Howe's prayer at this point. I really just honor my teachers and the lineage. So I use Linda Howe's prayer. I open the Akashic records, and then it's just a whirlwind of things. So there's so many different things that can happen, and it's unique to each soul, and it's more even unique to what they need in that specific moment in time. Sometimes people will sit there and truly all I have to do is just run energy through their system, run light. Sometimes light language transmissions will just come through because words have too much of a sort of just this like attachment and this potency to them where people need the healing without words. So light language will come through. And then oftentimes it'll be past life journeying. So the guides will want to reveal a couple different past lives that this pattern is connected to. We'll bring some healing there. We will cut cords. We'll clear contracts, timelines. And then sometimes it's really, it really depends on the guides and it really depends on the person and the way that they're meant to receive information. Other times it will be a lot of questioning to help this person reconnect and refuse to their own heart center and their own intuition. So the guides will almost respond with questions to their questions to have them develop then their channel, their intuitive knowing. So those are kind of my favorite because it helps people go on this own journey of, I don't really need this session. That's the most beautiful thing. It's, oh, it's all within me. The guides are just guiding me back home to that remembrance of my own divine truth. So it's different person to person. Yeah.
And I've heard, you know, the Akashic records reside in the Akashic realm. Have you had opportunity or have you explored the Akashic realm? What is your perception of that?
Yeah. Oh, I love that question. I was in the Akashic realm by myself before doing sessions for about a year. And that's just in this incarnation, of course, for many lifetimes previous. The best way I can describe it is just all loving, all compassionate, all holding. It has this really unique texture and frequency. I can almost feel when I'm dropping in. I move through these elevation levels of, okay, I'm in psychic circuitry where I'm in this psychic seer mode. And then I can feel when I reach into mediumship where it's more so loved ones and beings and this other plane that want to come through. And then I can feel this final click in where it's the Akasha. And that just feels like this really light, elated energy. And it's ever changing, right? It's its own frequency in and of itself. So we're imprinting on it. We're changing it. We're moving with it. But it's a really special space and it's an incredibly safe space for people to start to explore this work. Sometimes when people think of psychic, they think dark or future telling or intense or doomsday. But the Akasha really is only ever designed to guide us back to deeper unconditional love.
For listeners out there, I'm sure that they may want to know this. Like, can anybody access and read the and learn to read the Akashic records, or do you need to have special gifts to do that?
Yeah. So yes and no, right? I do believe that anyone can truly access the Akasha and access the records. Do I feel that it took me a big and long journey of clearing a lot of my own traumas, retrieving a lot of aspects of my soul, coming more into divine union with unconditional love within myself? I think that there are initiation points within our spiritual soul's evolution and journey that, in a sense, the guardians, the lords, the protectors of the Akashic records, they want to protect the space. So they want to make sure that the frequency is of a high enough vibration to match the resonance to get there. So I think it takes a journey of inner work, but of course, I think anyone can access it at whatever point.
Yeah. So we were chatting a little bit offline. I was telling you that I do quantum healing and it's a little bit different, I think, our modalities, but I find that my clients enter into, I guess it would be the same realm, the Akashic realm, because their subconscious mind definitely goes to this time and place that's beyond here where we're at. I hear it over and over again, there's no time here, there's no time here. And oftentimes when my clients are in that deep state of hypnosis, I'm on the sidelines and you know I'm asking questions and they're channeling their own information. So I do feel that information that they are channeling and accessing is coming from the records, you know, their own records, because they can see the timelines of past, present, and future. But when we're in that space, a lot of the guides will come through, the counsel comes through. So I do believe the quantum realm and the Akashic realm are one and the same possibly. What would you say to that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really, you know, just another way to look at it or another way to identify with it. But as long as that frequency of unconditional love is there and the information is so loving and supportive and pure for that client. It's definitely, I think the Akasha is a unique space, mm-hmm. but the quantum realm is also just this playground for so much healing to happen, like you said, with the guides.
So yeah. fun. And I'd like to switch gears a little and talk about quantum healing, because I'm curious about your modality. It's more intuitive healing. And so it's a little different than hypnosis. How do you do quantum healing? How does that work when someone comes to you for that? And does that pair into or merge with the Akashic session as well?
Okay. So the Akashic sessions typically are, they're almost like the opening to the understanding where the information comes through and say a client will realize I have this deep connection with control. Mm-hmm. And I know this is related to my karmic past and my maternal line, something to that effect, but they feel this really deep need to control things. And in that sense, after that information has come through, the opening, the awareness is there, which is beautiful. But now the client asks, what am I to do with all this, right? How do I actually change this pattern? How do I shift this in my life? And that's where the work that you do. Mm-hmm. And then the follow-up work that I then do is when it's quantum healing, intuitive healing, energy healing, however it is you want to identify it, it's opening up the space, creating a really, really safe container, right? Invisible across all time, space, dimension, locking mm-hmm. and sealing, all of the things, you know, really keeping those containers clean energetically so the client can go deep. And then just opening up to why are they there today, right? Is it that control piece? Is it some specific trauma that's stored within their body? And in that moment, I really just let the guides and the work just move through me as this vessel for energy. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, like you said, it's you should ask this question right now. And that I know is then prompting them to have deeper awareness of what's going on so they can heal it faster and clear it faster. Sometimes it's scanning their chakras and seeing is there any attachments, anything that needs to be sent through portals, any entities, right? Is there anything within their whole energy body system that we can clear, remove, cancel, delete, right? That they don't even need awareness of. We're just moving energy through. So those are a couple of different things that happen. And it's really just lots of different galactic tools, right? It's working with the violet flame, the celestial flame, the liquid plasma, the rainbow rays, bringing in different spirit guides, light guides, sometimes even their galactic family coming through. And sometimes it's really journeying. So they have to go to past lives or past planets or past places and retrieve parts of their soul, bring it back, integrate it. Mm-hmm. It's very unique work, as you know, but it's so unique and it heals so much so fast because it does work in the subconscious. It does work mm-hmm. in things that are stored and not on the surface. It's powering their life.
Yeah. So many similarities that I hear in, with our work and our different styles, although they're a little bit different, it's one and the same. One thing I'm feeling called to say, though, maybe for listeners who need to hear this, is that this work, we always create a very safe and protected place. So you mentioned earlier, you know, sometimes like psychic abilities and things like that could have like this notion of being dark. And so I always make sure, and it sounds like the same with you and any good practitioner experience, will protect you by the white light or by using certain tools and techniques to ensure that you are always safe and protected when you're entering to that quantum space or when someone's going to be accessing your records. So you're always safe. I do want to say that we definitely work hard at creating a safe place.
Yeah. And that is really beautifully said. I think it goes to say too for listeners, discern with your healers, mm-hmm. right? If something feels off, if something doesn't feel right, really, really trust in that. And don't just think, oh, I'm just not experienced or I just don't know what's going on. It's like those are direct intuitive hits from your guides to explore safe healers. And I think just as humanity is unveiling a lot of shadow, right, within the 3D programming of the world, of the matrix, so too mm-hmm. is the healership world, right? A lot of the shadow, the people that are in false light programming are coming to the surface now. And it's tough, but it's things that we need to see. And it, you know, they need healers who are connected to the divine.
I agree. Like, definitely use your intuition when you're trying to decide who to work with. Your intuition will guide you into the person who's perfectly aligned for you. One thing that you also mentioned was a past life. They do a lot of work with past life regression and about reobtaining fractions of the soul. That actually very recently happened earlier this week in a session where even though we do past life regressions, not always past life, sometimes it could be a current life. Your subconscious will always guide you and knows exactly where and when you need to go. But we went back to this childhood house and she found a part of her was like hiding in the closet there. Like this, it was 8-year-old her. And she was so scared, and she held out her hand and was like, come with me. And so she like was able to reconnect and bring that part of her soul back that was missing. And they walked out the house. And the clients always want to burn the house after. I don't know why. Every single time that they go and they visit like their childhood house, they want to burn it. And I was like, okay, what do you want to do now that you left the house? She's like, I want to burn it. I find that interesting. But she was able to like reclaim this part of her soul. And then after the session, she's like, oh my goodness, I feel so different. Like I can tell that I was able to recapture that part of myself. So I think that that's interesting because you really do lose fragments and pieces of us, you know, with certain experiences that we go through in our life.
Yeah. My teacher who I was certified by, Lauren on Earth, always pay homage to your teachers, but she said something that stuck with me so deeply and said, I think our lives are just one big soul retrieval. Our entire life is just us retrieving lost aspects of our parts or ourselves that have been in other dimensions or other places, or just leaving that separation consciousness state as much as we can and returning ourselves to union. And you're right, the feeling is so different. It's this integrated wholeness, I think, that is hard to even describe with word.
Yeah. Let's talk about integration. So after a session, what can a client expect? Do they have dreams and downloads? What is the integration like for them?
Yeah, it definitely can vary. There typically will be synchronicities, mm-hmm. but small things that come through the session, whether it's animal symbols or colors or totems. And that's more so the guides reaffirming we are here in your everyday life for you to tune into, tap into, and communicate with. And we're always supporting you. Dreams, sometimes even nightmares, right? Because mm-hmm. the subconscious is now no longer in this fear state. And so it's purging things that have been stuck and trapped there. And people have this negative association with nightmares, but I always remind them it's a cleansing, it's a purging, it's a release of the subconscious mind. And also as you go into the astral, you can protect yourself. But again, that's a whole other podcast that we could talk about that. As far as integration goes, it's just taking notice of the ways that you are not almost operated by unconsciously, mm-hmm. right? When you are more conscious, when you're able to sit behind yourself and see these patterns, see these actions playing out, and then take a more grander step with more consciousness.
Yeah.
I would say.
I tend to find that after sessions that the quantum doorway is, you know, to the subconscious is open for 24 or 48 hours after. Mm-hmm. You know, I tell my clients, you can definitely get dreams. And it's really common that answers will continue to come through. Sometimes maybe the subconscious will speak cryptically under hypnosis. And then they will come back in a dream. The subconscious will come back in a dream and explain, like, this is what I meant. I get that a lot. Clients will be like, okay, I had a dream last night and this is what, you know, this meant in my session. And so, yes, I find with the doorway, it tends to be open. A lot of downloads will come through. Also, have a lot of people who become activated. Like their spiritual gifts after a session, because we've done this clearing when we go through the chakras and we purge and we release toxins, and the subconscious mind scans the body and releases all this stuff. It opens up the body to be able to step into certain gifts. Have you found that with your clients as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's one of my favorite things is when I do group sessions or group healings or group readings, because I'm not directly channeling for these people the information that wants to come through. They are lighting up their third eye. They're lighting up their throat chakra. They are seeing, understanding, feeling what it's like to be in the quantum and to open up those clairs and receive this information. So I think within the session, they get this taste of it, and then they realize that it is safe to explore there. And just like you said, I think that safety piece is something that goes so commonly mm-hmm. overlooked. I think the reason why my gifts opened up in my life when they did is because I finally was in a place of safety somatically and just in my journey of life, that it was able to open up. I was able to receive more. So the more that people want to open those gifts, the more explore the places that you don't feel safe within.
Have you noticed lately like any common patterns or themes with your sessions? Because I definitely have.
Yeah. I honestly, they're always a mirror for me, and they're always very reflective of my own journey, to be honest. So it's humbling and it's beautiful and it's such a teacher. So many of the women that come to me are asking, you know, how do I step into more of my greater purpose here, right? I know that I am a starseed, a light leader, an awakened one, a new earth birther, whatever it is that they identify with or feel. And they're just thirsting and craving how to step into the fullest expression and embodiment of that, because they want to live their authentic truth in this incarnation. So without a doubt, every single session that comes up, and we get to explore what's there for them, which is really exciting.
Yeah. One pattern or theme like I've been noticing a lot lately over like the past several months is the subconscious minds when they speak. You know, I'll always say, do you have any final words for them? And it's always been the same over several sessions is love. You know, just love, make sure that you're kind. And so that's really been something that's been coming through a lot lately in session.
Yeah, absolutely. And realizing it's a divine frequency that's available in all moments. It's not something we have to give or get. It's just something we can each tune into. So powerful.
Yeah. Do you have clients who ever come to you for a session, but then they doubt, like that they're skeptics? Does that happen to you? And how do you handle that? Because I can
absolutely. Yeah. This was a big part of my learning journey again with who I was certified with, you know, because I said sometimes people come to me and the session just feels off, like they're just not receiving the information or they're resisting the information. Am I not a good channeler? Whatever. You start to doubt yourself or your own gifts in those moments. At least I did. That was the learning journey. But the realization is that people can only take in so much at one time, right? People are going to have their blocks, their walls. And even if just 5% of what you bring through in that full hour reaches a part of their heart, boom, they got exactly what they were there for. And we cannot change other people's willingness for this. We can just keep showing up as the pillars of light and the channels that we are. And don't ever let it, for any of the healers listening, don't ever let it make you question your own deepest inner knowing, right? That soul truth that you feel and know when you're in session, when you're with people.
I find it so interesting. I have people who sometimes will book with me and they'll say, well, I don't believe in hypnosis. I can't be hypnotized. And I'm like, so I find it really funny that you booked like a hypnosis session and then you're telling me you can't be hypnotized, because that's a belief that I can't change that belief for you. If you've already written that story and you've already convinced yourself and that program is running in the subconscious mind and it is a core belief, I can't override that. Yeah. You know, so I find it interesting that I think they're curious, and that curiosity is the first step. And then maybe it's just not right for some people at that particular moment. But
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think we all kind of encounter those clients.
Yes, we definitely do. But, you know, they're on their own ascension journey and their own timeline. And hopefully we get through to them a little bit. That's all we can ask.
I love to hear transformation stories. Do you have a story of like maybe a client whose life was really impacted, or that everything changed for them after a couple sessions or working with you?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a client who I love dearly. I've seen her many times over the past year. She lives in New Mexico area, and she was working as this coach, and she was running into a lot of issues and, you know, just feeling like she was running through the mill, consistently doing the exact same thing, but not getting anywhere, not progressing. And we started opening up the Akashic records for her. Psychic channel started coming online where she was then able to communicate. She came to my retreat last year and had this really deep psychic opening, this really intense moment of connection with her spirit guides. And she has since transformed her entire business, where now she is psychically channeling people's power animals, their ancestors, and she just sold out an international retreat. So it was just so fascinating and stunning to witness her step into more of her power, and then to see the universe respond as she was really meant to bring these gifts online, and through our work together, was able to do so.
That's amazing. I definitely want to step into the retreat space too. It's a goal of mine. Yeah.
There is nothing like in-person connection. It is so fabulous. Yeah.
So in our line of work, Lindsay, there's so many misconceptions. Like, what is like something that you would want to debunk about being an Akashic record reader or even intuitive healing? Mm-hmm.
I think it's that you come to us and we tell you what the future is. We tell you this is the way, we predict your life. And then it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, whether positive or negative, in whatever direction. That's not the way the records work. That's not the way that true psychic seership works either. It is opening you up to the infinite realm of timelines and possibilities. I had a client come to me one time and she said, oh, I've been so scared to go back to a psychic because when I was younger, they read my palm and they told me that I was going to marry really young and live in a house in this town. I said, okay, well, she wasn't doing her job then, right? Because truthfully, you're supposed to open these clients up again, like I said, to the infinite realm of possibilities and help them discover their own connection to that timeline and their own free will decision, instead of telling them this is the way that your life is going to be. And that's the most important piece, I would say, that I feel like we need to debunk.
And that's so true, because there's so many timelines and paths that we can take. Like every single day, we wake up and we make decisions. And so just because maybe, you know, somebody said this or that, that could have been on one timeline, and then you decided not to make that choice or decision. Like, you still have free will.
Yep. That's exactly what I told her. I was like, she probably saw one timeline and thought that that was the truth, but you are living a completely different existence and are so thriving. So embrace that.
Yeah. Are you working on any upcoming retreats? Anything coming up that you're working on?
Love's retreat, yeah, will not be until fall of next year. We just wrapped up this last one, so I've been taking these next couple months to just properly winter. I don't know if anyone else out there is wintering as well.
So important to do.
I, after the retreat, instantly channeled 3 different new programs. I was so excited about them. And a week later, I had to sit down and have almost a grieving process where I had to say, it's time to let this go for now and revisit this come February of next year. So there's exciting things on the horizon in terms of group containers and more in-person events coming next year. As of right now, it's just one-on-one sessions, which are, you know, the heart and soul of what I do anyway. But yeah, that's what's happening.
Yes, I love that term, wintering. And I was explaining it to my husband, because like, I don't understand why I'm so tired. And I'm like, Carl. And you're like, listen, it's like, look all around you. Look at nature, animals, you know, like the leaves are gone, you know, bears are hibernating. The days are shorter. Yes. It's because we're supposed to take this time to be gentle with ourselves and to rest. And I think society wants us to just go until it's like burnout mode. So anyone listening out there, please take the time to properly, you know, rest during the winter season. I think it's important.
Yeah. It's like, give yourself full permission and realize that you are just readying yourself for your next bloom when you do so, right? Mm-hmm. You're just getting stronger and stronger roots, even though it feels like you might not be doing anything. It's, we've been taught in the culture that we live that it is something to be avoided, but rest is really what nourishes us to receive and to create and to expand. So just finding safety, finding home within, and finding nourishment, I think, is so important right now.
Yeah, so important. Where can listeners find more about you? Where do you like to hang out online?
Yes, Instagram is definitely going to be the number one portal where people can find my offerings, upcoming retreats, exciting things. So it's @_LindsayNoel. We'll post this in the channel, of course. Mm-hmm. And then my website also has updates on offerings and what's to come next year. So that's going to be LindsayNoel.com.
So exciting. I can't wait to learn all about what you have planned next year.
Thank you.
Yes, and it's been lovely having you on with us today. Any final words of advice that you would like to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, I think it's what's honest. I just kind of tuned in and what's coming through. It's just, if you are feeling like you are a psychic seer out there or a healer, or those things are starting to come online, just the message is simple. It's to trust in your channel. Want to start listening to it and experiencing what comes through, and allow it, and remember that it's nothing to be afraid of. It's really meant to guide you into what's coming next. So not sure why that specific message wanted to come through, but for all who need to hear that, your gifts are beautiful.
Yeah, that's so true. The more that we trust and lean into our intuition, we'll be guided to our gifts. And there's nothing wrong with that. We don't need to be afraid of judgment or anything like that. I know that for myself specifically, that kept me at bay for a long time, for stepping into this type of work. And finally, it was just like, no, this is what I'm called to do. And so,
absolutely. Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing your wisdom with us today, Lindsay. It's been so lovely chatting with you. And to our listeners who are tuning in, make sure to check the show notes as to where you can find Lindsay online. And we will catch you next time. Bye for now.
This podcast is brought to you by The Soul Experience, Quantum Healing Hypnosis. Are you ready to embark on an inward journey of quantum healing? Quantum healing hypnosis is the most profound method of inner work and self-healing someone can do while on a spiritual path. In a single session, you experience past life regression, exploration between lifetimes, self-healing performed by your subconscious, release of trapped trauma, and answers to your most important life questions. Your higher self has a message for you and is here to help you and guide you on this life journey. Book a session today with Jennifer Mitchell at thesoulexperiences.com.